This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to leave it for Draisaitl. That's broken up. Now race for it. Bouchard, and he's got his hands full here right in front of the net. Scores! Tage Thompson! Sabres with the steal, and then they seal the deal with the 3-2 lead over the Oilers with 16:40 to go here in the third period.
There's your game winner, Dan Dunleavy on the call. Tage Thompson, second of the night, 33rd of the season, 3:20 into the third period. The game winner for Buffalo as they win it 3-2, and it's our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to the press box. Brian Colziel joined here by Pat Mollicaro. Paul Hamilton's down by the Sabres dressing room. He'll be entering shortly to talk to the winning dressing room. Had a nice win here against a very good team for the Sabres. They get a much-needed win to snap the six-game winless streak.
Yeah, Thompson scores twice. We heard the game winner there. Josh Norris picks up his first point in front of his new home crowd as well. And how about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen tonight? He made some big saves early in the game, made some big saves late, killing a late power play chance for the Oilers. So Sabres kind of really had everything going in their favor in this one to snap that losing streak.
The first five, six, 7 minutes seemed like it was a barrage of Edmonton, but Buffalo got through that and eventually got the first goal from Thompson at 13:28 and then looked better from that point on. The fact that they were able to kind of dodge that early storm from Edmonton, I feel like, is why we're sitting here talking about a Sabres win.
Yeah, and all three of the Sabre goals tonight, really finesse goals. None of those of just throw the puck at the net like the Darnell Nurse goal. Give him credit.
Right.
He throws the puck to the net. Does it hit off a player or something in front and find its way to the net? Yes. But for the Sabres, all three of their goals, very nice passing. And for two of the three, Thompson follows up on his own chance for the first goal. But Tuck's goal, really nice pass to set things up. And especially Thompson's second one where he just drags after Norris gets the puck to him. That drag move to get Skinner out of position was something we had seen a lot of Tage Thompson the last couple of years.
Yeah, on the game winner, Thompson, of course, great. But Norris, really his biggest play yet here in his two games as a Sabre. An effort play that eventually finds Tuck there in the front of the net.
Right, you win the battle and good things can happen. You've got to create your own opportunity sometimes, and that's exactly what Norris did to set up Thompson and the Tuck goal as well. You know, Ryan McLeod, a former Edmonton Oiler, able to get the victory against his former team tonight, helping create the chance for Tuck that leads to, at the time, a go-ahead goal for the Sabres. And how about that also? The Sabres had leads at different points of the game tonight, and even though Edmonton at times was trying to take the play to Buffalo, they never let the Oilers overtake the Sabres, get a lead, and really build any momentum.
Buffalo tried to, Pat, give it away by heading to the penalty box down the stretch here with a couple late in the second and then that late one in the third when Samuelson went for hooking and the Sabre penalty kill. Even though they did give up a goal, there were three more opportunities for Edmonton late to try to get another one, and they came through there at least.
You're right. A couple of times the penalties, you look at them and say, you know, was that or was it not? But I think you and I even agreed as we were watching that last one on Samuelson for the hooking, kind of gets the stick under the arm of McDavid, who finds a way to kind of make it look like he's really being hooked, but he's not.
Yep.
don't put your stick in that spot and you don't have a penalty called on you. Really, the consensus you and I both came up with, and I agree with you on that, but they kill off the penalty. And they really, it was a time where the Sabres really were not in much distress, really, in that two-minute penalty kill.
Yeah. I liked Ryan McLeod's game a lot tonight. He seemed to be buzzing around against his former team here. You mentioned the pass that set up Tuck, which was the second goal, but I'm sorry, yeah, the second Buffalo goal. But in general, I thought he was the first to the puck in the corner. He was the first to the one to maybe poke that loose puck out. So he seemed to have a little extra jump tonight.
And when you need a face-off win, seemed like he was in the right spot to do that for you tonight as well. So, yeah, a well-rounded game for him also. Just a good team win in the end. Outside of that first stretch of those first handful of minutes tonight, you never really felt like, at least to me, the Sabres were really underwater in trying to keep up with Edmonton, save those first 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Yeah, McLeod ends up playing almost 21 minutes. That's a little higher than him, what he normally does. 2 shots on goal, 10 faceoff wins. So Lindy had him take the most faceoffs out of anybody on the team tonight. And also being out there against McDavid quite a bit, obviously a tough defensive assignment there for sure. 3-2 Buffalo over Edmonton. The 6-game winless streak has been snapped by Buffalo. They'll be back at it Wednesday night at Detroit against the Red Wings. A 7:30 puck drop right here along the Buffalo Sabres radio network. We're waiting for Paul Hamilton to enter the Sabres dressing room. As soon as he does so, we'll take you there live for player reaction here as Buffalo gets it done here at home tonight before they head off to a road game in Detroit. All right, Tage Thompson is up first. Here he is live with Paul.
Yeah, I thought we were a little shaky off the start, but I think early on Oopie makes some big saves to keep us in it and calm us down a little bit to allow us to get to our game. And I think once we did that, that we were good. We were taking pucks back towards our net a little too early, and they were getting offense out of that. So I think once we just simplified, kept pucks moving north, putting behind them, getting on the forecheck, we started to push them back a little bit and get some of our offense. And I thought we were rock solid through the neutral zone, taking away their speed. I thought the D zone was pretty good as well. So good defensive effort tonight. And obviously it all starts from Oopie.
What did you think about the play that Norris made to get you the puck on the second goal? What have you thought about just, playing with him?
Yeah, unreal play. Starts in the D zone, great coverage, wins a puck battle. We're both chasing down a puck, wins another puck battle, slides it over. I'm all alone in front, so great effort, great play by him. I've liked playing with him so far. Obviously a fast player. Competes on pucks, thinks the game at a high level. So I think, obviously it's only been 2 games. So I think, we'll continue to grow and build some chemistry here. And I think for us too, it's just been good chatting with them on the bench, trying to, get used to each other's tendencies and get a feel for each other.
Does it go hand in hand, Tage? Lukanen in all 3 periods made some big saves for you. And that has to go a long ways on the bench too when he does that. And then it gets you guys going, doesn't it?
Yeah, you need those timely saves, especially against their top players. That just gives a little bit of life to the bench on what, was a scoring chance that is obviously taken away. And on the other side of it too, it frustrates the other, their offensive guys. And I think just kind of tilts the ice in our favor.
What was the defensive effort like? I mean, obviously, Lukanen makes the saves, but McDavid and Draisaitl were really on a lot of that game, and you guys were able to, try to take away time and space, and then he made the saves when he needed.
Yeah, I think not getting overextended in the D zone. Obviously, those guys, 2 of the best players in the world, and really good to get you staring at the puck and looking for plays away from, on your backside, back door. Plays away from them, and I thought we did a good job, guys away from the puck, just having an awareness behind them and looking for seams and taking away lanes.
Your first goal, is that simply you take the first shot, but you just don't give up, you just keep coming to the net?
Yeah, I think I just had some pretty good speed through the neutral zone. I get a pretty good shot off, momentum's taking me towards the net, and just followed up.
Thanks, Tage. Tage Thompson in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Paul Hamilton, there with Tage Thompson. He gets his 32nd and 33rd of the season, including the game winner in there, to give Buffalo the 3-2 victory. Thompson mentioning he's hoping to get some chemistry going here with Norris. Obviously, maybe the first game in Florida, it's a rough go of it. Norris is barely trying to figure out where he is. So that was a nice play to set him up, as we talked about here. And I would guess that maybe that's what Kevin Adams had in mind when he made this trade, is to have those two go together at some point here.
Yeah, and if this is what you're going to see coming up in the future, well, then expect a lot more offense and a lot more firepower, something that the Sabres definitely could use going forward. And not to be, you know, understated, 33 goals now for Thompson. Is just,
yeah,
you know, at times he's, you know, goes in a little bit of a slump, but then he seems to pick himself out of it pretty quickly.
Thompson tonight ends up in the game, three shots, two of them go in, and a plus one in 15:29 of ice time. So Thompson didn't play a huge amount of minutes, just 15 and a half, but he converted when he was out there for sure. He's a major weapon for sure. I mean, we hear other teams talk about it. We hear even Norris at the end of the first period talk about it. It was tough to play against Thompson. I mean, it's not a secret anymore what Tage Thompson can do. The league knows.
He has something you just can't teach. He's got size. Using the size is one thing, but you can't teach that. And for him to be able to move up and down the ice the way he does is such a valuable weapon for the Sabres to have. And again, you continue to see at times how he can just dominate, take over a game like we saw 2 years ago when the Sabres were really trending in the right direction. And there have been a lot of games recently where Thompson has nights like tonight.
Thompson's ability to now play wing and play center. Lindy Ruff has liked him more, a little bit more at wing. The numbers haven't gone down since Lindy's moved him to wing here, which was, what, about a third of the way through the season.
Yeah, so if that continues to go that way, then, you know, you see different combinations and finding chemistry with other skaters on the ice. Look, one thing you know about Lindy Ruff, he's not afraid to juggle his lines if he doesn't feel things are going right. So finding that chemistry when you change things up is so important.
3-2 Buffalo. They defeat Edmonton. They're at Detroit on Wednesday. Paul Hamilton will have more from the locker room here coming up in a moment. If you want to send me some thoughts on tonight's game, we'll read some tweets later on at BrianWGR on Twitter as we'll get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. How did they do against McDavid? Well, he gets an assist on the second Edmonton goal. He played 26-01. Two shots on goal. He won 7 of 11 faceoffs. Overall, though, I would say, you know, he's going to be noticeable, Pat. We talked about it during the intermission. He's the best player on the planet. More on that in a moment. Here's Ukko Pekka Luukkonen live with Paul.
Ukko, it looked like you had a good scouting report against them. It looked like you kind of knew their plays and you were anticipating them pretty well and you were there for it.
Yeah, I think as a team we did a good job with it today. They're a really good team and kind of staying on top of that and you know, it wasn't a perfect game, but I feel like we took our time with their top players and kind of stayed under the play and didn't make you know, any bigger mistakes and kind of fought our way through it today.
You made two big stops on Drysdale, one in the first and then in the third on the power play. Is that just a matter of reading and reacting to what he's doing?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like even though he got a breakaway, I feel like we had a, you know, somebody back-checking and kind of pushing him on one side. And that, of course, you know, kind of helps to make the read. And, you know, today went my way, and hopefully it keeps on going that way.
Is this one of those games where, you know, you were there for your team when they needed you and they were there too? Because in the beginning it looked like Edmonton got some really good chances, and then as the first period went on, you guys started getting going and then started getting some chances your own. But you had to make some good saves early.
Yeah, I think so. I think kind of last couple of games here again, we kind of, if we battled through the first, we kind of kept going with the same rhythm, and I feel like today we kind of fought through it. We you know, it wasn't perfect, as I said, but we kept with it. We kind of created our own chances, some turnovers and everything. So, you know, that's kind of how we have to win hockey games going forward.
What do you make of your season personally as a whole? Just you know, you've had certainly some hot stretches for a few weeks at a time, but just what do you make of it as a whole, I guess?
You know, of course, I feel like everybody has to say it, but as a team and as a player, I have to be better. You know, it hasn't been, we're not where we want to be. I have played a lot of games this season, as you said. There's been good stretches and bad stretches, but in the end, I'm a big part of the team as the starting goalie. So, you know, of course, I want to do better for my team and you know, kind of have us fighting for a playoff spot. You know, it's... Don't want to sound all negative, so you know, there's, as I said, it's not been all horrible, but in the end, I want to be better too.
You just played Tampa in Florida. You're at Edmonton, Detroit, and Vegas this week, and Winnipeg's coming, Boston. I mean, you're in a real gauntlet stretch of the schedule. What kind of challenge is that like for a goalie preparing for all these top teams and just to keep you guys, you know, motivated in the fight here no matter where the standings say?
I feel like you just have to go one game at a time. I know it's a cliche, but at this point there really isn't any other way. You can't look too much forward and or too much back. You have to be ready for any game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, you have to be ready for it. And I feel like we showed it today. This is kind of an example of where we're not maybe at the top of our game, but we kind of fight through it. So we just have to keep on going with it because, you know, when you play a lot, it's easy to kind of let it slide and, you know, get it going wrong way. So, you know, kind of take the positives and keep it going.
How do you feel that you've defended the 6-on-5? Sometimes it hasn't gone your way as a team, but did it look like they defended better as a team? You guys thought this is the 6-on-5, especially with them having the types of players they have?
Yeah, I feel like we were more aggressive today. We were not kind of scared and just standing inside. We kind of pushed them more outside today than, you know, sometimes we kind of just collapse. And so, you know, I think we did really good job with it. Guys were ready to kind of block shots and, you know, eat pucks and box out. So, you know, it was a good 6-on-5 from the guys.
There's been hard lessons in that area this year. How much do you just, you know, you just have to learn those lessons and as the season goes on, just remember where you went and improve on it like you did tonight?
Well, I think that's been kind of something overall as a team we have to be better on. There's not only on 6-on-5, but I think a lot of the games we repeat same mistakes. We kind of, you know, harm ourselves more than the other team does. So overall, it's kind of something we have to get better at. You can't repeat the same mistakes and, you know, expect to win. So, you know, I think it goes overall as a team as a whole, more than just the 6-on-5. It's a kind of 60-minute games. We have to be, you know, better overall.
Thanks, Ukko. Yeah, Ukko Pekka Luukkonen on the postgame. Ryan, back to you.
And name the third star in this one. He faced 34 Edmonton shots, made 32 saves in the victory as Buffalo gets it done here tonight by a score of 3-2. We are going to have Lindy Ruff here coming up in just a few moments, so stick with us here on the postgame. If you're listening in your car on your way home from KeyBank Center, we appreciate it. Your drive home from the game brought to you tonight by Paddock Chevrolet, celebrating 90 years of business. All right, while we wait for Lindy Ruff, let's get our final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 12-8 Edmonton. Oilers led overall in the game 34-23 in the shot category. Luukkonen gets the win, 32 saves. Stuart Skinner the loss. He made 20 saves. Your three stars, Luukkonen star 3, Norris with his first point as a Saber, star 2, Thompson 2 goals, star number 1. Power plays in the game. Buffalo 0 of 2, Edmonton 1 of 4, but some key kills down the stretch for the Sabres penalty killing unit kept Edmonton off of getting the tying goal. That's your Dynabrade.com power play update powered by Dynabrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. Again, some more individual stats. Dahlin leading the team in ice time, 23-53 overall. Three players for the Sabres had three shots to lead the way. Tuck, Thompson, and McLeod all had three shots each. Samuelson, a plus 2 in this game. McLeod against his former team, 21-02 of ice time, an assist, and I mentioned the three shots, and he wins 10 faceoffs as well in this game. He took the most of any Sabre on the team tonight. Bo Byram had a big check on Connor McDavid. He ends up a plus 1, playing just under 22 minutes of ice time. Again, against McDavid tonight, one assist. McDavid was a minus 1, 26-01 of ice time for him. He had two shots on goal overall in this one. I mean, what a playmaker he is. It's fun to watch for sure. Now, if you're, you know, your team, your favorite team is going against McDavid, it can be stressful for sure. He comes in just flying into the zone every time. But overall, I thought Buffalo did a pretty good job. You're never going to just shut him down because he's just got such a great skating ability, such great vision. Draisaitl himself, you know, had that breakaway opportunity. You heard Luukkonen talk about that. So overall, I would say a pretty good job on the best players for Edmonton. Draisaitl did have a couple of assists in this game, but he ends up still being a minus one. He had four shots on goal in 23 and a half minutes of play there. Again, we'll be reading some tweets. You can send them in at BrianWGR. We'll get Paul Hamilton's final take on this game. Lindy Ruff here coming up in just a few moments. Let's see how Jason Zucker did tonight in his return from injury. Zucker, a plus one, 13:53 of ice time, one shot on goal. And we know Zucker just overall bringing some presence to the team. So that's one less player now on the injury report for Buffalo. The injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. Now, in this game, the Sabres end up with Zucker playing. The scratch is Bernard Docker still dealing with visa and work paper issues, so he's still not yet to go. They're hoping maybe he can make his Sabre debut on Wednesday at Detroit. Dunn was a scratch. Roseanne was a scratch. The Sabres can keep extra players up here now as long as they are under the salary cap. And, you know, with them making you know, AHL contract deals right now, they're able to keep those players up. So as long as they want to, they can. 3-2 Sabres win it. Here is Lindy Ruff now live as he meets with the media.
Started getting to their game, though.
Yeah, it was pretty slow there right off the start. But I thought once we got our feet moving and handled the puck a little better, I thought we did a lot of good things.
Looking in tonight, especially a couple saves on Draisaitl, how much does that get everybody locked in?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's an important part, especially against that team. We know that Draisaitl is going to get one or two of those low angle shots that there was a couple times he was just ready for it. But McDavid is, I mean, you know, you got to kind of double him, and when he starts going around the horn, it puts a lot of stress on your system. But I thought we had some great reads. We had some great sticks. We kept them to the perimeter.
What stood out about the play Norris made to set the Thompson goal?
Yeah, great play. I mean, it was a great skate, and I mean, it didn't look like for a second he was going to get there, but it just got to the puck and got it over to Tomer, and Tomer finished.
What was the kind of defensive, team defensive effort you've been waiting for a couple of weeks here? What was the difference that allowed you guys to really settle in after that first 7 minutes to the game?
I think first it started with puck management. You know, we turned it over, and then a little bit of tired people on the ice. You know, if you look at the D zone, we had to play early. It was a result of always bringing the puck back. Tomer brought it back. Lafferty brought it back on his wall. That cost us two scoring chances. I think Tomer's cost us one scoring chance. I think once we got going north and got in the next zone and our puck support got better, I thought we played well.
What's it like when McDavid goes on some of those rushes? We saw three or four of them tonight. When you're the coach standing back there, you're helpless. You can't do much.
I don't know. I close my eyes.
That's what it's like.
I mean, okay, come on, the guy's just a world elite skater. And, you know, even when you pre-scout, you see it four or five times in the game. I mean, you pre-scout the Dallas game, he went right through. And so, you know, you try your best, but you know he's still gonna make one or two of those plays, or he's going to have a chance to get in behind you. But I thought we did a good job of making sure we had numbers and he didn't get behind us. He did get rolling in the offensive zone a few times, but I thought we did a good job of staying inside.
How many lessons do you think you guys learned on the 6-on-5s in previous games this year that came to play tonight?
We've learned enough that, you know, this even the homestand we had, the 6-on-5, and tonight's 6-on-5, you know, we couldn't get our bodies off the ice was the only negative to get fresh guys, but I thought, you know, the aggressiveness and people in the right places was real good.
Back to Josh, did you just look that much more comfortable to you tonight? I mean, it's going to grow as time goes
on. Like I said, it's going to take time. I mean, it was a hugely emotional game for him in day, you know, coming down to Florida and getting in there at midnight. And, you know, it's hard changing teams. You're leaving a lot of good friends. So it'll take a while, but, you know, I like this game. I like this game defensively, and I like the play he made offensively. I think that's the player we see, and the player that can play against top guys and play against top lines and still be a good offensive player.
You just went through Tampa, Florida. You're in a week of Edmonton, Detroit, Vegas. Winnipeg's coming, another road trip. But How much is all that kind of gauntlet almost, you know, keep you guys in the fight a little more, given where you are in the standings, where it can just be playing it out, but you're not playing it out against that group?
No. No, we're playing against some really good teams that we have to work on our game, continue to work on our game, work on managing the puck, work on our game every period, every game. Every shift means something. We talked about it today. From the competing part, winning your shift, to manage, we still got to get better. I just talked about managing the puck. We got to get better at that. Didn't manage it well early in the game, and it could have cost us. Thanks.
Okay, there is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff as we bring it back up here to the press box following a 3-2 Buffalo victory. Great line there about McDavid coming in on the rush. He's like, yeah, I just closed my eyes. But, yeah, I would agree. I mean, it is. It's exciting. It's thrilling. And, you know, if you're the opposition coach, it's scary when McDavid's flying in like that. But I think overall I would agree. They said they kept him to the outside. They stayed on the inside and defended there. I thought overall that they did that. And, you know, you're never going to be perfect against him, but I think overall I would agree with what they said. 3-2 Buffalo wins it. Next is Detroit, Wednesday, 7:30. That's another radio-only game for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. TNT will have the coverage on the TV side. For all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you listening on WGR, more postgame coming up. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton, get his final take. We'll read some tweets, send them in at BrianWGR. More highlights. We'll update the standings, check the scoreboard from around the rest of the NHL. And Kevin Adams joined our flagship station today, talking about his thoughts on the trade deadline into the final month of the season. So we'll have the Sabres GM at the end of the postgame show tonight. 3-2, Sabres beat the Oilers. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame coming up. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Certainly since the trade deadline as well. Lukanen with a glove save. Shot from the slot there by Nurse. Lukanen stabbed at that one, and that's a great stop.
Luko Pekka Luukkonen, a perfect third period. He was on his game tonight, stopped all 12 shots in the third, 32 overall, third star honors. That one, your save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 3-2 Sabres defeat Edmonton. They're at Detroit on Wednesday at 7:30. We'll read some tweets in a moment. We'll get Pat's scores in a moment, but let's first go down to the media room and bring Paul Hamilton in for his final take. And, Paul, let's start with Luukkonen. He's been struggling lately. Tonight, he comes through with some monster saves, especially in the first 10 minutes when Edmonton was all over the Sabres.
How in the world is he only the third star? I understand Tage Thompson had two goals, and I understand Norris made a nice play on one of them. But, wow, Luukkonen by far is the number one star of this game. They don't win this game without him making some very, very good saves along the way. He totally was on his game. First time we've seen that in a while. He struggled a little bit lately, especially since the break. It has not gone well for him. And even Lindy Ruff said after one of those games, we need a save. I believe it might have been after the Tampa game. Correct me if I'm wrong on that one. That was the 6-5 game, I think, where he said, you know, we got to get a save.
Yeah,
and he made plenty of those saves in this game, and absolutely, without question, 100% is the number one star of this game, even though he did not get it.
Okay, let's shift to Thompson. He was the number one star, scored twice, Paul. The first one is an effort play by him. He gets that initial shot and then goes through the 2D to get to the rebound first, and then the last one, some nice stick handling there to eventually roof it to get the game winner.
Yeah, good effort on that first one. I like the fact that he took the shot and kept going. You know, he never stopped skating, and that allowed him to get to the rebound. Those are the types of battles we talk about, winning net front battles and that type of thing. And if you don't go there, you're not going to score. And he just kept going and, you know, wound up with the rebound and put it away. And very, very patient goal on the other one after Norris makes that really nice play to get the puck to him. And he just didn't get the puck on his stick and let it fly. He knew, you know, he had Skinner as he went over there and just very patiently waited and popped it into the empty net by the time he had skated by, and a very good and patient goal there for him. So I'm not saying Thompson didn't have a good game when I talk about the Stars, but they absolutely don't win this game without Luukkonen, but Thompson scored a couple of nice goals.
Paul, a player that I thought also played well that did not get a star was Ryan McLeod against his former team tonight. He played over 21 minutes, tied for the team high in shots, took a lot of face-offs, and was out there a lot against McDavid, and he set up Tuck nicely for the second Buffalo goal.
Yeah, and he understands, you know, how McDavid works. They were teammates, so he gets it. He understands, you know, what McDavid's trying to do. Now, you're not going to totally shut him down. As Lindy Ruff said, turn on any Edmonton game, and you're going to see McDavid get at least four or five of those rushes where you're like, wow. And you hope you live through them, and they did. He did not score in this game. But McLeod, I think, did a good job on him, knowing what to expect from him. And a very solid game by him, I thought.
Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. 3-2 Sabres beat the Oilers, snapping, Paul, a six-game winless streak. So at least mentally, maybe the Sabres can feel good about themselves here. I know, you know, before this winless streak, there was the thought of, hey, you know, the five-game increment goal thing from Lindy, maybe we can get back in the race and all that sort of stuff. I mean, that obviously has ended, so at least they can at least feel good that they beat a good team here tonight to get rid of that winless skid that had reached six.
Yeah, and I mean, as much as a Buffalo Sabres fan is very happy that they won this game, I'm sure they're very frustrated too, because you see what they can do. And, you know, when they put their minds to it, even though they didn't start well, they didn't get behind the eight ball. Their goaltender bailed them out, and then they started getting their game as the first period went on. Before the first period was done, they score a goal. And, you know, wind up taking the 1-0 lead out of the first periods. But, you know, that's what good teams do. Maybe you don't start well, but you pick it up, you get your game, you figure it out. You understand you're going against two of the best players in the world, and they're going to get a few chances on you, but you limit it as much as you can. I thought Luukkonen was extremely prepared for what he saw coming at him, like from Draisaitl, to get over there as quickly as he did. He knows what they like to do with him, and they know, you know, he likes to, you know, get that what looks like an impossible angle, but for him it's really not. It's his angle to score. That's his office over there, and twice Luukkonen got over there in a hurry to be able to make big saves on those. And so I think Luukkonen did some good studying and a good scouting report to understand some of the plays that Edmonton likes to run.
Yeah, and Paul, I think we maybe tonight saw the difference between overplaying Luukkonen that we've been seeing lately versus good anticipation Luukkonen. Maybe, I don't know if that's the right wording,
yeah.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. You never really saw him sliding through the crease and out the other side. And that started happening, and he did that as a younger goalie, but he had gotten that out of his game, and I think that was one of the reasons, you know, he played so well last year after January 1st. You didn't see that tonight, and we've been seeing it a lot since the break. It just seemed like he's overplaying pucks and, you know, was, you know, sliding by the net, and he just seemed very solid and understood what they were trying to do against him. When he had to scramble, he did, and scrambled to make some good saves. Sometimes, and I think if you ask a goalie this, yeah, there were at least three posts behind him, but sometimes a goalie forces that. You've got nothing to shoot at, so by the time you shoot, you hit the post because the goaltender has kind of covered up the rest of the net on you, and all that's left is the post. So, you know, sometimes it's luck, yes, but other times I think it's because the goaltender basically is taking the net away from you and you wind up hitting the post.
Paul, let's just finish with Josh Norris. First time that we've got to see him in his home building here tonight. He has a big effort on the game-winning goal.
He did, and I liked some of the penalty killing I saw him with, and that was a big effort to get down, and he showed some speed there. I mean, the kid's got some speed for definitely to get down, and a good read by Thompson, too, to understand that if he gets the puck, Thompson has to make himself available to him to get a pass and get in over to the goal, and that's exactly what he did. He gave him a lane, and that's what happened. Norris wins the battle, gets it over to Thompson. Now Thompson is a clean lane to the net.
Paul Hamilton down in the room. Sabres win it 3-2. Paul, Detroit is up next on Wednesday, so that's when we'll speak with you next. Safe travels to Detroit tomorrow, and we'll talk then.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton down in the media room following a 3-2 Buffalo win to get the Sabres their 55th and 56th point of the season. We'll update the standings here after we see what's going on elsewhere. Let's check the scoreboard. We go around the league final time tonight. Here's Pat Mellicaro.
Thanks, Brian. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your Border Attorneys. We know Mondays in the league are very light. Only three other games, including two ongoing, no scoring in either. Midway through the game in Denver, where the Avalanche and Blackhawks remain knotted at zero. Same for the Utah Hockey Club and Toronto. 8 minutes to go in the opening stanza there. Again, no score yet between those two teams. However, mentioned Josh Norris, one of the players he was traded for. Dylan Cousins, the game winner for the Ottawa Senators, as Ottawa defeats Detroit 2-1 tonight. Also, a couple of notes from the NFL as the illegal tampering period continues on in the league, as many, including Ian Rappaport, reporting that the Bills are on the verge of signing Chiefs wide receiver Josh Palmer. It's reported 3-year deal for $36 million, 18 of which guaranteed, on the heels of the Bills locking up several of their key players, including MVP quarterback Josh Allen, announced yesterday as well. Also, others reporting tonight, including Mike Reese, that Mac Hollins has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Patriots for $8.4 million, with a max value of just over $10 million as well, Brian.
No more pregame videos of Mac Hollins walking in barefoot, at least at Highmark Stadium, that is. Although, when the Patriots come here, maybe we'll get to see it.
I'm sure you'll see it again, yeah. It's devastating news.
Yeah, so Hollins out, Palmer in. The big news of the day with wide receivers. But Buffalo's, doing a lot of their own restructuring. Pat Allen, we talked about during the intermission, Russo. So two of their biggest name players, they get new deals here recently.
And if you look at some of the deals, maybe with the others that have come out since then, under market value because of the Bills wanting to lock those players up quicker than you would see some of the other deals coming in.
Yeah. All right, let's get connected with our fans here. Powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. You can always send some tweets in at Brian WGR. Let's start with at PolishKing716, Pat, saying, great hustle play by Norris. Good to see you on the game winner.
Yeah, and that's an effort play that if the team does more of that, it'll result in more victories. And like Paul kind of mentioned, those are the plays you look back and say, if you have more of those in some of those close one-goal games, that could have been the difference between at least getting a point and getting none.
At JTrippy16 said, McLeod, very good tonight. Yes.
Against his former team. And you know that players want to play up against their former team. And we haven't really mentioned it, but thought the Sabres did a really nice job at the first media timeout. We expected it tonight. Jeff Skinner, so much offense with this team in his tenure here. Well-regarded player among the fans, and I thought the video on the board as a tribute to Skinner, his Sabres career was well done.
Jeff Skinner, 11:56, one shot on goal. Not really a major factor in this game here tonight, but yeah, you're right. I mean, Skinner was a very well-liked in the room, well-liked by fans, popular player here. We know he had his negatives in terms of maybe being a complete player, but overall here,
his work in the community.
Work in the community. The fact that he did score goals on a lot of teams, Pat, that struggled to score, at least, fans will remember his goal songs. Fans will remember his big grin. Fans will remember his social media work. So, popular player here during a time that the Sabres really just weren't good.
Yeah, right now in Edmonton, he's trying to find a spot. And look, for Skinner, this will be his first opportunity to be on a team that goes to the playoffs. He was close a couple of times here in Buffalo, and he was a part of the reason why the Sabres were getting back in the race those last couple of years. But now for Skinner, who's been in the league for
he's got, the longest amount or most games played without a playoff
right,
appearance?
Right, among active players. So, that's on the verge of about a month and a half from now being a thing of the past.
Yeah. All right, Pat, thank you so much. Good
Thanks,
work
Brian.
Tonight. All
yep.
right. 18,263, the crowd. A lot of Oilers fans here in-house tonight. So Sabres are at Detroit on Wednesday. And then Saturday, back home here for a 12:30 matinee. You got McDavid? Well, now you get Eichel. Jack Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights will be here Saturday at 12:30. And, of course, we'll have the coverage for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Okay, I believe we're ready to go to Kevin Adams. Just want to check with TJ. Okay, we are ready to hear from Kevin Adams. The Sabres GM joined Shope and the Bulldog just a little bit before pregame tonight to discuss the trade deadline, the contracts with Zucker and Greenway, what he thinks about Cousins departing, all that and more here with Shope and the Bulldog. So here's the Sabres GM. Enjoy here before we say goodnight here from KeyBank Center.